This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 72 in Carborough this morning. Partly sunny skies, a little fog still hanging around in patches out there, so be careful. Watch out for that. Visibility not great in some low-lying areas. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for the afternoon, probably. The chance of rain is 50%, and our high temperature today in the upper 80s, so kind of a muggy day. United States Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill spoke to more than 1,000 protesters at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh yesterday. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown dramatically from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now garnering national attention. This week, 120 people were arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 since these protests started in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has an update.
It's a combination of what's happening in our state, which is just so far beyond normal politics or normal changes. This is a real wrecking crew. This is a real Tea Party extremism, and it's denying people health insurance. It's out to destroy, I believe, public education. It's putting up barriers to the right to vote, and on it goes.
That's Congressman David Price. He represents the 4th District in North Carolina, which encompasses Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, among others. Price joined representatives from the AFL-CIO of North Carolina and a number of other labor and women's organization groups in protest of the policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
This is North Carolina. This is the state that we thought of as the guiding light of the New South. North Carolina seems to be just determined to go right there to the bottom.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory recently said that the Moral Monday movement was made up of outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. A UNC study determined that 98% of protesters were local to the state.
It's a grassroots movement. It gets bigger every week. I just feel like I got to show support.
And though the rallies are due to the efforts of North Carolinians, they are gaining the attention of national media outlets such as Fox News and MSNBC. The network sent multiple camera crews to cover the event. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber asked Price to join him on stage, as well as a bevy of state leaders who were in attendance, including North Carolina Representative Verla Insko and North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
One of the most important things is we need to get the word to the public about what is happening in the legislature and the damage they're doing. For me personally, it's 16 years of my work just being destroyed.
Kinnaird, who has attended many of the protests, said she's concerned about a multitude of legislation that's already been passed and is also going through the General Assembly. Due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers, more than 70,000 residents will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect on July 1st.
We're just going down the tubes. Environmental justice, racial justice, social justice, we're taking giant steps backwards, and we really need to be moving forwards from where we were, not backwards at all.
That's John, a resident of Chapel Hill, who chose not to give his last name for fear of jeopardizing his job. He was arrested Monday, along with Mary Beth Powell of Carborough.
I really had to go out on a limb and do this today, but I wanted to make a stand and make a statement that I'm just tired of these policies, and this is my right as a citizen to express my displeasure. I would just encourage anybody to come see democracy in action. It's pretty powerful.
Powell said she was pleased to see Congressman Price in attendance, in addition to other state and local leaders representing Orange County. Barber issued a call for another Mass Moral Monday to take place next week. He's promised the protests will continue even after the General Assembly ends its regular session this summer. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Moral Monday's protests ended their second full month, 17 of the very first protesters to get arrested appeared in court yesterday for the first time. Like the majority of the other protesters who were arrested in the state's legislative building for protesting, those who appeared before the judge yesterday were charged with trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding up signs. Al McShirley, a civil rights attorney who lives here in Chapel Hill, will be representing some of those arrested. He says the charges are clearly unconstitutional.
The charge is ridiculous to say if people were walking into the legislature and the holding up a sign that that was somehow a crime.
The lawyer who represented the 17 in court yesterday, Irv Joyner from North Carolina Central University School of Law, similarly argued that the charges his clients faced were violations of their rights. While the trial begins in September, McShirley says the judge appeared to understand Joyner's argument.
Next week, I'll represent a whole group over there, and we'll raise the same issues, and maybe a little more sharply, since we now know what the judge's position is going to be on it.
Another issue McShirley raises is that protesters who've been arrested cannot return to the legislature to protest again because they're being barred by police, who argue that their return constitutes trespassing.
Saying they can't go back to their people's house, can't go back to the place we paid the taxes for, that's patently unconstitutional.
Next week, 30 people will have their first court appearance, with 120 people being arrested again this week. More than 500 people still await their first day in court due to Moral Monday protests. Lawmakers are making contingency plans since there's no state budget in place. With less than a week to go before the North Carolina government year ends, the Senate Appropriations Committee prepared to meet this morning to debate and vote on a stopgap spending proposal that would keep funding government operations starting July 1st as budget talks continue. The Senate, House, and Governor Pat McCrory have to agree on the temporary budget extension. The proposal is needed because legislative leaders haven't made much progress in negotiating a final budget for the next 2 years. That's because they're trying to first reach a deal on tax overhaul, which will guide budget writers on how much money they have to spend. High speeds were the cause of a fatal car accident in Carborough late Sunday night. The car of 24-year-old David Quiroz struck a tree when he was driving upwards of 100 miles per hour. At around 11:30 on Sunday night, the Carborough Fire and Rescue Department responded to the intersection of Jones Ferry Road and Old Greensboro Road, which is just off North Carolina 54 West. According to an email from Carborough Town Manager David Andrews to Mayor Mark Chilton and members of the Board of Aldermen, Quiroz's car ran through a stoplight and the vehicle launched into the air and into the woods. Fluids from the vehicle leaked into University Lake before crews were able to put down absorbent materials, but Owosso was contacted to tend to the issue. According to the Daily Tario, County EMS Operations Manager Kim Woodward said Quiroz seemingly died on impact. Again, his car estimated to be traveling at more than 100 miles per hour. WCHL News Time, 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Go join Jack Smith and all the folks at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget, Fridays on the Front Porch, a great way to end your week. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here we go with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Seeing some delays this morning still. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40. Also 15501 northbound from NC-86 up to NC-54. Then NC-54, 15501 southbound between the East Franklin split and Manning Drive. All seeing delays this morning. No accidents reported right now. No accidents or delays on I-40 or the Durham Freeway this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do both of those methods of contact very safely.
Of course. Wouldn't think of doing it otherwise. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and delicious fresh sides. All delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. All right. It is 73 degrees, partly sunny. A little fog still hanging around in some places this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, but not until the afternoon. Chance of rain is 50-50. Our high temperature today, about 88, 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain with a low around 70. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny. Much the same, really. 40% chance of rain. High temperatures, again, in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, still 40% chance of rain. Then on Thursday, back to a 50-50 chance of rain and even warmer. High about 90 degrees. It is 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. WCHL, top of the morning to you.
Hello there. This is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Sutt, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Ron Boy, good for you.
Thank you, Wayne Boy. It is 8:17 at WCHL, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Rand Northam is here.
And Ron, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, last night Ron Stutz received the 2012 Personality of the Year Award from the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. So congratulations to you on that. How was that last night in Greensboro?
It was really a great event. Really nice hotel. Really great to be around all those broadcasters, both radio and TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of very talented people in there, a lot of people who care about their respective communities, and it was really terrific. Didn't have a chance to say anything. I had the funniest jokes lined up you had ever imagined. And at least a half an hour's worth of material. Didn't get a chance to use it.
Well, we are certainly proud to have sent you there, and so happy that you were able to get that award. We're very happy for you, and well-deserved, Ron, as you're just about to celebrate 36 years coming up next month, which is just incredible. I bet there were not many, if any, people who were there celebrating 36 years on the air, much less at one radio station, so that is pretty outstanding.
Well, I think I've just gotten older since you said that.
just by a couple seconds around that.
I started when I was a small child, just remember that. So 36 years on July 11th, it'll be.
There you go. Not too long away. Now, there are a couple other people that want to add their congratulations. So, Ron, if you will, hit cut number 15 for me.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Hi, this is Barry Loeffler, the co-owner at WCHL and Chapelboro.com.
Hi, this is Mayor Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Ron Boy, Wayne and Mary Donna calling to say congratulations on yet another signal honor. My goodness, you just rack them up, you dreamy DJ, you.
I think it is fantastic, and coming from me, history has always given credit to those town criers over the years. And my friend Ron Stutz, you are certainly a most worthy town crier who has done so much for this community.
Wanted to congratulate Ron on being the Personality of the Year from the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. It's a huge honor and obviously so well-deserved, and we couldn't be more proud.
Well, I want you to know, brother, speaking as one of the former high priests, sat on the WCHL Inner Sanctum Council, I am truly impressed at the amazing history that you have accrued at the radio station. 35 years. Didn't your parents teach you anything about punishment?
It's just nice for me, with so many years of us being together, from Patterson Place to Shady Lawn and to our continuing association at WCHL, how nice it is for me to see someone who is a dear friend have something so good happen to them.
No surprise to us here in Chapel Hill. He's been one of our great personalities for decades.
I always say Ron is the true celebrity of Chapel Hill, and easily the most popular guy in town. Maybe one could argue that Roy Williams is a little more popular, but I guarantee you that if Roy's not winning, then Ron is clearly number one. For us, in our hearts, Ron is most definitely number one and always will be.
My friend, Ron Stutz, long live trivia, and long live you. Congratulations, my friend, on a most worthy award. Richly deserved.
Hey, buddy, you not only deserve it, you have earned it. You have truly earned this wonderful honor from the NCAB.
Congratulations from everybody here at WCHL and Chapelboro.com.
Ron, we love you. Congratulations, big guy.
It's probably about time that the rest of North Carolina heard about him. I'm really proud and excited for him.
Well, what can I say?
Well, you. I want to say congratulations again, Ron, and well-deserved, as mentioned. And anybody can see the pictures from last night on our website, chapelboro.com, and hear that montage over again. But well-deserved. And Fred Black added his congratulations as well. He's in South Carolina and couldn't get to us, but
thank you,
said that he's very proud and very happy for you as well. So just many, many people. We've seen a bunch of Facebook comments and things like that, too. So well-deserved, Ron. Congratulations. The 2012 North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and, more importantly, the first ever Personality of the Year of the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. You'll forever you will be the first one on that list. That's
wow.
pretty neat.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. But 99% of the time, I have a great time here. But anyway, thanks. Thanks a lot for all the kind words.
You betcha.
It is 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock, WCHL. Going to somehow float back down to normal now. Take a look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. UNC Women's Lacrosse Head Coach Jenny Levy gets an honor. She is once again the National Coach of the Year, according to the Intercollegiate Women's Lacrosse Coaches Association. This award adds to the Coach of the Year award Levy already got from Inside Lacrosse. She led the Tar Heels to their first national championship and captured the crown in a thrilling triple overtime 13-12 sudden-death victory over what the polls deemed as the best team in the land at the time, Maryland. And the Terrapins were undefeated. Carolina got that win. Levy is the fourth coach to win an NCAA title as both a player and a head coach. She was an outstanding lacrosse player herself. She has the six most wins in NCAA women's lacrosse history. Levy also led the team to its best record of wins in school history, 18 victories on the season with just three losses in the campaign. So congratulations, Jenny Levy. Five Tar Heel baseball players have been named to the 2013 ACC All-Academic Team. Sophomore Benton Moss and senior Chris Munley, having been named each for the second time, were joined by freshman Trent Thornton, sophomore Michael Russell, and junior Kent Emanuel. Just examples of some of the very outstanding student-athletes in Carolina. The qualifications for the honor require that a student-athlete earn a 3.0 GPA for the previous semester and carry a 3.0 overall cumulative GPA. The five players each boast colorful resumes on the field as well. Emmanuel earned ACC Pitcher of the Year honors. Moss posted an 8-1 mark on the year. Recent graduate Munley earned a career-low 2.39 ERA. Pretty impressive. And Russell finished with an impressive 2.98 batting average to go along with 18 stolen bases. The announcement caps off a rewarding season. The Tar Heel baseball team that made it all the way to the College World Series and, in fact, made it all the way to the Final Four before losing to UCLA. And the Tar Heels will always be remembered as a great baseball team. Tar Heels won 59 times, only losing 12 games. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock, WCHL. Good morning.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Boy, it's been an emotional roller coaster in Boston for the last 3 months. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. First came the Boston Marathon bombings, when two rank amateur terrorists ruined the most festive day of the year in Massachusetts while murdering three people and causing horrific injuries that will last a lifetime. The tragic aftermath turned joyous with relief after the two punks were killed and captured. Gangster Whitey Bulger, who became somewhat of a folk hero during his 18 years on the lam, was finally found and is now standing trial for 18 murders as an 82-year-old defendant. The Boston Celtics don't look like they're aging gracefully as the Big Three is breaking up, and even Doc Rivers, Austin's dad, wants out. They were already mad at Ray Allen leaving for Miami to win a championship, which he did after hitting the critical shot that saved Game 6. The Red Sox started strong after their worst season in decades, and while still clinging to first place, now have a decimated pitching staff. Clay Buchholz is 9-0, but has already gone on the DL twice. John Lester has lost his stuff after a fast start, and the bullpen is being held together by scotch tape and bobby pins. Carolina's Andrew Miller was about to hold the lead against Detroit Sunday when he hit a batter with a two-strike count to force in the tying run. And last night, the beloved Bruins went into a do-or-die Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs by blowing one at home after seemingly having Lord Stanley's trophy hoisted. Even if they extended the series, Game 7 was scheduled on Chicago ice. But by far the biggest punch in the gut is what's going on with the Pretty Boy Patriots, the team everyone outside of New England loves to hate. First, they let Wes Welker get away to Denver after basically offering him more money than the Broncos. Then their wild thing of a tight end, Rob Gronkowski, faced his fourth offseason surgery that is threatening his chances to get back on the field in 2013. And now Aaron Hernandez, Gronk's partner in the flat, if not in crime, is holed up in his mansion outside of Boston, on the verge of being charged with at least obstruction of justice, if not murder, in the death of a close associate. Media have camped outside the cordoned-off house, and so far no one is saying squat. But in his cave at the Patriots Way complex, Bill Belichick is likely reading the tea leaves and figuring this isn't going to be a Super Bowl season in Boston. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
All right, 8:29 at WCHL, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Rod Stutz. I'm going to tell you about our local deal any moment now on WCHL. We also have a local news update coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll also take a look at your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather forecast one more time, all in just a few on WCHL. Hey, thanks for waking up with us this morning. It's going to be foggy for a little while in some spots out there. So just be aware of that. If you're out and about this morning, the visibility is not terrific. So watch out for fog. It is available out there in some patches. Not everywhere, but just some low-lying areas. So be careful out there, whatever you're doing this morning. WCHL, a little bit on the foggy side. And the same goes for tomorrow. We're going to have much the same thing as this fog continues to hang around with us. Again, local news coming your way just a few minutes here on WCHL. We have commentary today from Randy Voller, the mayor of Pittsburgh and the chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party. And in addition to that, we have what you're saying in the street, and it once again is about Moral Monday. So a lot of things going on this morning, and we appreciate your waking up with us on WCHL. All right? It's just not going to happen, I guess. I hope you're having a good day. And we have CBS News coming up in less than a minute here on WCHL. Let me tell you about what's happening on Thursday night here in Chapel Hill at University Mall. It is a continuation of the Sweet Carolina Concert Series. This week, on Thursday night from 6:30 until 9 p.m., it is North Tower. And you can hear the best and beast music from North Tower, a band that originated right here in Chapel Hill all those years ago, as George Harrison might say. North Tower will be on stage at the Sweet Carolina Concert Series. It's all presented by UNC Healthcare with lots of other sponsors, Duke Energy, Davis Wealth Management, Chapel Hill Magazine, Chapel Hill Weekly, Performance Subaru, and 97.9 FM WCHL. We hope you will come out and enjoy it. We enjoy beach music every Thursday night in the parking lot there at University Mall in Chapel Hill. This is WCHL Chapel Hill. It's 8:31.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. After leaking information about U.S. phone and email surveillance, Edward Snowden had been in Hong Kong and perhaps Russia. It's a major maybe, says Ellen Barry, who's the Moscow bureau chief for the New York Times.
No one's seen him. There have been no photographs of him. Officials have been extremely cautious about confirming his presence at all. So it's all very mysterious. Reporters have been wandering the airport for the last 2 days, hoping for some glimpse of him. But so far, no one's laid eyes on him.
He had booked a flight to Havana, but the Aeroflot captain says Snowden never did show up.
Only journalists on board.
U.S. continues to press for Snowden's extradition. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says in Moscow.
The Russian foreign minister this morning said at a press conference that Russia resents being accused of a conspiracy to hide Snowden. He said, we consider the attempts to accuse Russia of violation of U.S. laws accompanied by threats as unacceptable.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
Okay, it's 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. This is Rod Stutz, and let's take a look at your local news on WCHL. United States Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill spoke to more than 1,000 protesters at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh yesterday. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now getting lots of national attention. This week, 120 people were arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 since the protest started back in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there. She's been there every week and bringing us up to date on what's happening at Moral Mondays. And we'll have that report coming up for you in just a little while here on WCHL. Congressman Price was there. And, of course, a lot of people from our Chapel Hill Carborough community were there, some getting arrested, some not, some there just to show their report. And this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger every week. Moral Mondays. NAACP President Reverend William Barber promises that it'll continue to get larger. He's calling, in fact, yesterday and next Monday, Mass Moral Mondays. So a lot of people showing up to protest, and it has become quite a movement. Hard to ignore. 7 months into the planning process for one of Chapel Hill's busiest intersections, some are calling for the Central West Steering Committee to change its focus. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been attending those meetings and has details. You can go to our website, chapelbro.com, for all the details on that story. And when the Carborough Board of Aldermen get together tonight, the board will consider an economic development agreement to encourage Fleet Feet Sports to keep its corporate headquarters and flagship store in Carborough. As Fleet Feet looks to consolidate its office and retail space, Carborough leaders are hoping to keep the shoe retailer in town by negotiating a four-way deal with Fleet Feet, the Jesse Callisher Gallery, and management at the 300 East Main Street development. If approved, Fleet Feet will move into a new building at 300 East Main, which would include both office and retail space. The Callisher Gallery would move into Fleet Feet space at 406 East Main Street, and the town of Carborough would subsidize parking for the gallery and the 300 East Main parking deck. The town will also purchase Fleet Feet's current office space above Acme Restaurant at a cost of $568,000. The board will also discuss possible change to the town's towing ordinance and consider limiting the places where more than four unrelated individuals can live. The Carborough Aldermen meet at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL will, of course, cover that, and we will let you know bright and early tomorrow morning what happened and what was said. In news around town this morning, Orange County Animal Services Department and the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Agency are holding an information session for livestock owners on Thursday to talk about rabies prevention. You don't normally think about rabies and livestock together. You think more in terms of dogs and cats and our pets, but livestock also susceptible to that. The meeting features a question and answer session with a panel of state veterinarians, as well as information on how to identify rabies and what vaccines are available. Livestock and horse owners are encouraged to attend, but the event is open to the public at the Animal Services Center in Chapel Hill starting at 7 p.m. Speaking of Orange County Animal Services, Sarah Fallon is in the building, and we're going to be talking to her in just a few minutes on Adopt-A-Pet. She has a couple of kittens that she would like to get adopted. First, a couple of other quick notices here. Carborough author and third place winner in the Writers of the Future Science Fiction Contest, Alex Wilson, is having a book signing at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill on Friday of this week. Starting at 7 o'clock on Friday night, Wilson will be signing his various works that he has published in science fiction collections like Asimov's Science Fiction and the Writers of the Future anthology. And in case you're wondering, in case you don't know about this, 4th of July festivities return to Keenan Stadium again this year. Beginning at 7 p.m., the event will include a performance by Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure from right here in Chapel Hill. And these guys don't play locally very often, so it's going to be a packed house, or I should say a packed parking lot, on the 4th of July. And they will be, or packed football stadium, I should say, they will be performing at the 4th of July festivities. There's also going to be a watermelon eating contest with a grand prize of UNC football tickets. And, of course, a great fireworks display. I'll be there on stage to MC all the festivities, and something I look forward to every year, and I hope you do as well. The event is free to the public, but those in attendance are encouraged to donate $1 per person or $5 for family. It's 8:37, 23 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Let's go ahead and talk to Sarah Fallon now and find out what's happening on Adopt-A-Pet this morning. She's walking in here with two kittens in her arms.
Yes.
Sarah, tell us about these little guys.
Oh, they're so cute. Let's see. It's hard. I've got... Let me switch them around. Okay, I have Ash, and I have Paige.
Mm-hmm.
And Ash is a little female, 2 months old, domestic short hair, an orange and white tabby.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, let's see, Paige. And Paige, they're wiggling all over the place. And Paige
I'm getting a kick out of watching
age,
this, too.
And is a domestic brown and white short hair tabby, and they're so cute and sweet, and they're crawling all over me. And the reason I brought kittens is because it's raining kittens at Orange County Animal Services.
Yeah, you have so many over there. This time of the year, it really gets crazy, doesn't it?
It does, and this is National Adopt-a-Cat Month, and so what we've done is we've just gone ahead, and we usually have, you know, like only the older cats on special, but now every cat on our adoption floor is half price.
Wow.
And so, and that includes, the, you know, the first round of shots, the rabies vaccination, spay neuter, the whole shebang, the health check. And so it's a great deal, and we have gotten a lot of cats adopted this month, and we want to get more adopted.
How did you get these particular kittens?
Oh, these were stray. Most of them come in as strays. Occasionally, we'll have somebody bring in a pregnant mom, you know, and they give birth there. We have that happen a lot, but most of the kittens come in our night drop box or over-the-counter as strays.
Sarah, you've been with Orange County Animal Services for a long time. What got you interested in doing this kind of work, and did you always grow up as an animal lover?
I did. We had all kinds of pets as I was growing up. You know, back in the day, you got rabbits or chickens or bunnies, you know. I mean,
you live out in the country when you were growing up?
No, I lived right in Carver. That's how long ago. And so we always had those kind of pets, and we always had dogs and cats. My grandmother that lived in Carver had nine cats at one time. And
wow.
So we always just had all kinds of pets growing up, and I did go to school, and I worked with people with developmental disabilities, and I did that for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I
didn't realize that.
Yeah, and I kind of got burnt out, and I'd always worked with volunteers, and there was a job opening at the shelter. It was almost 9 years ago, and they wanted somebody that had special events and working with people, not really animals.
Wow.
So I got the best of both worlds. I work with both animals and people.
Well, you got perfect job for you,
perfect
I think.
Perfect job,
and
I think.
And let me also say congratulations on your recent birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm not going to say which one it is.
You can say. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. 60 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
60 years old. 60 years young.
Trust me, it's downhill from there.
I know. That's what you told me. But anyway, you need to stop by to get a kitten.
Yeah, anybody can come by.
Anybody.
And just take a tour of the facility, and it really is a beautiful facility as well.
It really is. And we have so many kittens and more coming out every day. And these little guys, well, the orange one's trying to crawl down my back. But other than that, they're beautiful, and they snuggle together. And
Would you like to adopt them together, or can they go separate?
Oh, they can go separate. I don't know. They're so young, I don't know that they've really formed a big bond. But I think they were the only two that came in together. Like, there's multiple kittens on the floor in one litter right now. But.
Well, these are really cool, and you can see pictures of them on our website and also on our Facebook page. Rand Northam took some pictures of them, I'm assuming, out there just a minute ago.
Paige is just really enthralled with the speaker.
Yeah, she's looking at the microphone.
Like she wants to say something.
Yeah, exactly. She's just staring at it. Wow. That's fun.
Well,
anyway, Orange County Animal Services, a lot easier to get to the website now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It used to be all these dots in between the words, and now it's www.orangecountync.gov/animalservices.
All right.
Or they can come by 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. Or you can call us at 919-942-7387.
All right.
And come adopt a cat.
Well, Sarah Fallon, thank you so much for what you do for the animals.
Well, thank you for having us because they get adopted.
We got a whole bunch of animal lovers here in Orange County, and
we do.
So we need to take care of them.
And every time we come here, our cats get adopted. Our dogs get adopted.
Fantastic.
So it's a good omen.
Well, that's why we do it.
Keep it up, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 8:42 at WCHL, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. Adopt a Pet, we do every Tuesday morning right here on WCHL. Time now for today's commentary.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Randy Voller. I'm the mayor of Pittsboro and the North Carolina Democratic Party chairman. The old adage says that all politics are local, and I concur. When it's all said and done, the legislative decisions that we make in Washington, Raleigh, and in our local county and municipal governments directly impact the quality of our lives and the kinds of communities that we call home. For this reason, I urge citizens to get involved in their democracy and specifically to pay attention to issues that affect our water. Now, whether the discussion concerns fracking, riparian buffers, pollution that reaches our streams, or debates regarding Jordan Lake and the Jordan Lake rules, we need to be vigilant about the quality of our water, how we treat our water, and if we will have enough safe drinking water for the future. Water is the single access resource for economic development, public health, and opportunity, and should never be taken for granted. If we fail to get involved and don't make a difference in our communities to protect our water, we run the risk of squandering the one essential resource that we all need for basic life and civilization, water. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All right, 8:44 at WCHL, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. Rod Stutz, and we have today's hometown hero coming up, just a few minutes here, Kevin Cragwell. You might know him from the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA. And right now, we go out on the street and find out what folks think about Moral Mondays.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Patch. This week marked a second straight month of protests at the state capitol. We hit the streets to find out what you think of the Monday protests.
John Winokur, down in Bynum. I think they're a good thing, but I seriously doubt our legislatures are going to listen to them because they're just too pig-headed and they're like kids in a candy store that got, all of a sudden they got their way and are running around doing whatever they want.
Peggy Slee, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think people who have a cause should be able to do what they want, so I think it's okay.
My name is Irene Lowe Durham. I don't know, are they doing something wrong? They're not doing anything wrong as far as I know. They have a right to protest.
My name is Marie Weil, and I live in North Carolina. I think Moral Mondays are the greatest thing going. They're horrific. Tremendously important in this state for the benefit of little children and old people.
What do you think of the Moral Mondays protests?
Will Booker, Chapel Hill. I think it's a good thing they're doing. I hope it has an effect. I'm not sure it will, but hopefully.
My name's John McKinney. I stay in Chapel Hill. I've heard a lot about it. I think it's really crazy, to be honest with you.
Norman Johnson, live in Farrington Village. I think it's great. I mean, what's happening over there is absolutely ridiculous, and somebody needs to stand up for it. And if I weren't so old, I might take part in it myself.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right. 8:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's Rod Stutz. Good morning.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Vest, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I back up the brokers and do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none, cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it. And wow. So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silk Hope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Hi, this is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsboro. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. United States Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill spoke to more than 1,000 protesters yesterday at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown dramatically from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now getting lots of national attention. This week, 120 people were arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 people since the protest started back in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, on Moral Monday and has more.
It's a combination of what's happening in our state, which is just so far beyond normal politics or normal changes. This is a real wrecking crew. This is a real Tea Party extremism, and it's denying people health insurance. It's out to destroy, I believe, public education. It's putting up barriers to the right to vote, and on it goes.
That's Congressman David Price. He represents the 4th District in North Carolina, which encompasses Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, among others. Price joined representatives from the AFL-CIO of North Carolina and a number of other labor and women's organization groups in protest of the policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
This is North Carolina. This is the state that we've thought of as the guiding light of the New South. North Carolina seems to be just determined to go right there to the bottom.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory recently said that the Moral Monday movement was made up of outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. A UNC study determined that 98% of protesters were local to the state.
It's a grassroots movement. It gets bigger every week. I just feel like I got to show support.
And though the rallies are due to the efforts of North Carolinians, they are gaining the attention of national media outlets such as Fox News and MSNBC. The network sent multiple camera crews to cover the event. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber asked Price to join him on stage, as well as a bevy of state leaders who were in attendance, including North Carolina Representative Verla Insko and North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
One of the most important things is we need to get the word to the public about what is happening in the legislature and the damage they're doing. For me personally, it's 16 years of my work just being destroyed.
Kinnaird, who has attended many of the protests, said she's concerned about a multitude of legislation that's already been passed and is also going through the General Assembly. Due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers, more than 70,000 residents will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect on July 1st.
We're just going down the tubes. Environmental justice, racial justice, social justice, we're taking giant steps backwards, and we really need to be moving forwards from where we were, not backwards at all.
That's John, a resident of Chapel Hill, who chose not to give his last name for fear of jeopardizing his job. He was arrested Monday, along with Mary Beth Powell of Carrboro.
I really had to go out on a limb and do this today, but I wanted to make a stand and make a statement that I'm just tired of these policies, and this is my right as a citizen to express my displeasure. I would just encourage anybody to come see democracy in action. It's pretty powerful.
Powell said she was pleased to see Congressman Price in attendance, in addition to other state and local leaders representing Orange County. Barber issued a call for another mass moral Monday to take place next week. He's promised the protests will continue even after the General Assembly ends its regular session this summer. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Moral Monday protests ended their second full month, 17 of the very first protesters to get arrested appeared in court yesterday for the first time. Like the majority of the other protesters who were arrested in the state legislative building for protesting, those who appeared before the judge yesterday were charged with trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding up signs. Al McShirley, a civil rights lawyer who will be representing some of those arrested, says the charges are clearly unconstitutional.
The charge is ridiculous to say if people were walking into the legislature and holding up a sign that was somehow a crime.
The lawyer who represented the 17 in court yesterday, Irv Joyner from North Carolina Central University School of Law, similarly argued that the charges his clients face were violations of their rights. While the trial begins in September, Ms. Shirley says a judge appeared to understand Joyner's argument.
Next week I'll represent a whole group over there and we'll raise the same issues, and maybe a little more sharply since we now know what the judge's position is going to be on it.
Another issue McShirley raises is that protesters who've been arrested cannot return to the legislature to protest again because they're being barred by police, who argue that their return constitutes trespassing.
Saying they can't go back to their people's house, can't go back to the place we paid the taxes for, that's patently unconstitutional.
Next week, 30 people will have their first court appearance, with 120 people getting arrested yesterday. More than 500 people still are awaiting their first day in court due to Moral Monday protests. So this is going to be dragged out for a long, long time. 8:54 at WCHL, 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Let's switch gears altogether. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day from last hour? What's the word? It begins with an L, little hint there. What's the word? What does it mean? And what's the proper spelling? Call right now and tell me. It's all brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now for a $10 gift card to Cruisers, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kevin Cragwell is Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carrboro YMCA. This is the guy who lives and breathes his job.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. It's definitely a passion of mine.
Kevin Cragwell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, the passion really started out as a personal journey. I wanted to take ownership of my own health and well-being, and it probably started more from a fitness perspective and then slowly but surely evolved into a health and wellness perspective. And prior to my coming to the Y as a movement, as I regard the YMCA, I worked in several Ys in the triangle. The YMCA is a perfect vehicle for me to help members of our community live a healthier lifestyle.
Kevin Cragwell really enjoys helping other people, and he uses himself as a good example of what you can do with a little hard work and dedication.
I believe I am living the proverbial dream. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, and I believe that my natural skill set is one that I enjoy chatting with folks, and then I more so enjoy loving on people and helping them. And I think it just bodes well. When I ran into the YMCA 15 years ago, it did something internally. I don't want to sound too sappy, but something internally just said, this is the place for you, and this is the capacity in which you can serve your community.
If you'd like to find out more about what Kevin and the Y have to offer,
visit our website at chcymca.org or call us at 919-442-9622. Look on our website and see the wealth of health and fitness classes. I offer 56 classes a week, a lot of which are water fitness classes, Silver Sneakers program, which is a great program for our seniors in the community, typically subsidized through their health insurance. We offer a wealth of kids programming also.
We ask Kevin for a little advice for all of us.
Be aware that it is critically important. Health and fitness is just as important as the maintenance of our car. We definitely have to look inside and don't focus on what we can't do, but what you can do. Start out with baby steps. Even if it's getting up and walking around your house once or twice, if you really are coming from an extremely sedentary position, but just get out and walk. If you can walk, just get out, start with 5 to 10 minutes every other day, and then as you get stronger, you can start to build on that, along with healthier nutrition.
Kevin Cragwell, Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carborough Y. He's great at what he does, helping other people, and he's just one terrific guy. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Don Reinford. Thanks for all the phone calls. I was not able to get to all of them, but all the lines were ringing this morning. Don Reinford got in here first with the word of the day. It is lambent, L-A-M-B-E-N-T. It means playing lightly on the surface. Let's see, what did he say? Marked by sparkling or... I can't remember what he said, to be honest with you, but I know what it means. It's like deflective light or whatever. But at any rate, Don Reinford gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Call Don. Ask him what it means.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design. It's half off. $35 for a Wine and Design event, available now for $17. Rosalind opened a Wine and Design in Chapel Hill after she painted at the Raleigh location and loved the creative outlet and fun group atmosphere. Vouchers are good for evening painting classes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and signing up is simple and easy online. It's half off from Wine and Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Thank you to Barbara Jesse Black this morning. Good to see you this morning.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental...